Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Vav, Sota 6a, pagination is 11, starting from the Mishnah, about a third of the way down in the page, in the middle of the line. We're dealing with the case of Sota, in which the woman is suspected of having been illicitly with another man, even though she's a married woman, and she has been warned by her husband not to do such behavior. Now, there are cases, according to the way we understand this topic, we'll see there's a dissenting opinion, but the way we understand the topic of Sota, there are cases where the waters of Sota will not work. The concept of the water of Sota is that the husband brings his wife that he suspects of improper behavior, brings her to the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a special water that is given to the woman to drink, and miraculously, if she's guilty, it kills her. However, there are different cases where that water will not do its job. Number one, v'nika ha'ish me'avon. The man has to be free of sin. And the Gemara tells us that that means that he did not have relations with her after the Sota incident on his way to Yerushalayim with her, because if he did have relations with her at that time, that was improper, illegal, wasn't supposed to be with her, and if he did, the water would not work and verify her situation. The Rambam writes that this applies not only to relations on the way to Yerushalayim to check out if she's really a Sota, but rather this applies to any improper behavior that he has done in the area of Znus, of immorality, which is something worthy of discussion if we indeed extend it to all areas of Znus. A second item that's mentioned in the Gemara is the consideration of Zechus Tolela. If she has merit, it could be that the water would not kill her right away, but as the Gemara explains, Misnavna Veholeches, she would waste away as a result of drinking, but it doesn't kill her immediately. And a third consideration, which is mentioned in our Gemara, is if there are Edim b'medinas hayom, if there are witnesses that she had illicit relations, then the water will not work. And the logic presumably is that Hashem says, I'll give you this miracle to verify her status if there is no other way to verify her status. But if there is a way, what do I have to come in and make the miracle for? Go verify it. Okay, the Mishnah states, Ve'elu asuros mile'echo betruma. The following cases are cases where the woman will be forbidden to eat teruma. Ha'omeres tameya anilach. If the woman says that she is tame, that she was violated with her consent, that she had relations with another man, even though she was married, that would be one case where if her husband is a Kohen, she would become forbidden to eat teruma. Another case that she'll be forbidden to eat teruma, v'shebo edim shehi temeya. If witnesses come and say that she's been violated with her consent, and this information is coming from witnesses. Let's skip a line into the Gemara. Amar Rav Amram said, Ha milsa amalan Rav Sheshes. The following teaching was taught to us by Rav Sheshes, Ve'iner lan einin mimasnisin, and he was able to illuminate our eyes from a Mishnah. In other words, he proved it from a Mishnah, even though we were very surprised when we heard his statement. His statement was, Soto sheyesh la eidim b'medinas hayom, ein hamayim botkim osa. A sota to whom there are witnesses far away, they're not here, but there are witnesses that she indeed had relations, the water of sota will not do its magic. My taima, how do I know? The Omar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'nistira v'hinitma'a v'eid einba. She will be in seclusion, she will be violated, and there are no witnesses. The leka de yadaba, no one knows. La afuke ha de haika de yadaba, as opposed to this case that I just outlined for you, that the witnesses are in a faraway country, that there are people, there is humanity that knows what really happened, and therefore the waters of Sota do not do their effect. That's an interesting diuk in a pasuk. People were surprised. V'in har lon einin mimasnisin, and he illuminated our eyes and proved to us that that's definitely the way to understand this topic, based on the Mishnah that we just read, diktani, because it says after the words Ha'omeres temeya ani lach, a woman who admits. There's a second case, Sheba'u la edim shehi temeya. Witnesses come and say that she has been violated. Asks the Gemara as formulating this proof, Da'asu edim emas, when exactly did these witnesses come? Inema mikame detishti, if they came before she drank. Zonahi, she's been violated, and it's really no different than if she admitted. Certainly if witnesses say that she's Temeya, she's going to be considered verified as violated. Ella, what must be this case of witnesses? Lebosa de Shesoi, they came after she drank, and she's very much alive. And we would want to know what to do with the testimony of these witnesses. Iyamrit bishloma, if you agree, eina mayim bot gemosa, to my diak in the pasuk, that if there are witnesses, the water doesn't do its magic. So shapir, then everything's fine over here. She drank. It didn't do its effect. Later on, witnesses came and say that she acted illicitly. And we're going to accept those witnesses and, based on that testimony, say she can no longer eat teruma. Ela i'amrit mayim botkim osa. But if you were to argue that even though there are witnesses somewhere, the water still does its magic, tigli milsalim afreya desadi shakri ninu, why don't we just turn to these witnesses and say you must be false witnesses? Because there's nothing better than me sota, the waters of Sota, that Hashem himself is verifying whether or not something happened. And being that she didn't die from the water, it must be your lying. Must be the conclusion of the Gemara is that when there are witnesses, the water doesn't work. And Hashem doesn't verify it, perhaps as we've explained, because Hashem says, let humanity take care of this one. And therefore, the Mishnah had two very understandable cases. One case was, before drinking, she says, I have been violated. And the second case is, after the water has been administered, witnesses show up and say she's been violated. And we don't say about the water, it must be the best verification, and she must be pure. On the contrary, because there are witnesses, the water didn't do its effect, and we accept the witnesses and realize based on their testimony that she has been violated. There is on the bottom of the page the opinion of Rab Shimon, who says that Ein zuchus tola b'mayim hamarim, there is no such thing as merit mitigating the waters, and likewise, Edim in a faraway place also will not mitigate the waters according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that the waters of Sota are foolproof. And his reasoning is, if you don't say that, Atamotzi Shemra al Hatahoros Sheshasu, it would not be a perfect proof to a woman's purity. And likewise, some women will say, I have a lot of merit besides this one misdeed, and maybe the water won't affect me, and they won't be scared of drinking. And Reb Shimon says, that's not the way Mesota work. Mesota are foolproof. The way we learn, however, as the Rambam codifies it, the Mesota were not foolproof. If witnesses were in a faraway country, they would not work. And I believe there's a very profound insight over here that even with the water of Sota, there still is a degree of free choice in the world. And the woman faced with Mesota, as strong as Mesota is, but it's not totally foolproof because there are other considerations. As we've mentioned, the issue of the husband's righteousness, the issue of maybe she has merit and she'll only waste away, but she won't die instantly, and the discussion of our Gemara, what happens if there are witnesses in a faraway country. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.